listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about two mighty words and how they relate to Christmas. Here's the verse I want you to consider. Colossians chapter 1, verse 19, which says this: "For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell." We like the Christmas season, and we like to put our thoughts on the baby Jesus. So many aspects of the story appeal to us. We think of two relatively young people out among strangers and in great need. We think of the humble nature of their surroundings. There was no room in the inn. That's all contrasted with the angelic glory of his birth. And even if it was only heard among a few shepherds, that announcement from angels was glorious. We think of the baby Jesus wrapped tight in fabric Mary probably brought with her all the way from Nazareth, knowing that she would need it. We think of a little child on a starry night laid down to sleep in a feeding bin meant for animals. All of this is wonderful, and it's true. Yet it only scratches the surface of the greatness of what God did on that night when Jesus was born. The child sleeping in the manger was no mere man. God had humbled himself to come, not only in humanity, but in the full experience of humanity. Theoretically, Jesus could have come to the earth as a 30-year-old man and began his public ministry immediately. After all, the first Adam came to the earth as an adult. Perhaps the second Adam would also come that way. Yet, it was good and right and important for God to add humanity to his deity in a way that connected with the full experience of humanity, including the helplessness and dependence that a baby experiences. Yet, make no mistake, Colossians chapter 1, verse 19 is just as true about the baby Jesus in the manger as it was true about the man Jesus on the cross. This phrase is true: it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell. That's a broad statement, combining two mighty words, all and fullness. Put those two words together and you mean everything. There's nothing left out from the all and from the fullness. And these two words tell us that in him, that is, in Jesus Christ, there is all of what makes God truly God. There was a definite idea behind the ancient Greek word that Paul selected, the one that we translate fullness. The ancient Greek word was pleroma, and it was originally a recognized technical term in the theological vocabulary of the ancient world. It described the total package of divine powers and attributes. Paul took all that was implied in that one word, and he said, all of this fullness, all of this stuff that makes God who he is, all of it dwells in Jesus. Paul also carefully chose his words when it came to should dwell. You see, the ancient word for dwell is here used in the sense of a permanent dwelling. There's an entirely different word used in the sense of a temporary dwelling place. God wanted to emphasize that Jesus was not temporarily God, but that he is permanently God. And notice that the fullness is in Jesus Christ, not in a church, not in a priesthood, not in a building, not in a sacrament, not in the saints, not in a method or a program, but in Jesus Christ himself. You could say that it's in Jesus as a distribution point, so that those who want more of God and all that he is, they can find it in Jesus Christ. So long ago, all of that slept in a humble manger on that Bethlehem night, Fill your heart and mind with those precious thoughts today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.